The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We are so glad to have you here today, and I'm always happy to have Roger in the house.
Really? There's a couple of programs you've done that I was not here, and it went so well. Why did you want me to come back?
Because we have great chemistry.
That's true.
We do.
That's true.
Great chemistry and stuff. So how was your week? And we had that extra day off last week.
Yeah, 4th of July. It made it seem like we had two weekends in 1 week, because usually
it's kind of odd
when there's a holiday. Usually they just tack on an extra day either on Friday or Monday, but we had the Wednesday to kind of like reset, recalibrate, and then back to work on Thursday, which felt like Monday, and then only a 2 day week after that. So yeah, love, we should
it
do
was
that
a
every
weird
week.
Hump day last week. It was just a weird thing, and a lot of people took the week off, which was great for them. Mm-hmm. Of course I did not, and of course we were in the office briefly on the 4th to tape our record our show.
That's right.
On the 4th, which was awesome, and we're hoping everybody had a great festive day. And I loved having Jennifer from the fire department here last week.
That was great. She's a firecracker.
She is a firecracker. Yeah. We love our Jennifer Dute with the fire department. Uh-huh. That's Lieutenant Dute, and we're going to have her back, I think, on August, the first week of August, mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about pool safety. So I'm looking forward to that show with her because she's just a lot of fun.
One of the great things about Rapid Fire Real Estate is that it's not just you. You bring in experts to kind of give the full complement of everything people need to know when it comes to home ownership, even careers in real estate, and things that people need to know to make sure the value of their home stays optimal, things they need to know as far as prepping their home when it comes to reselling. You know, they may be doing things already, who knows, but maybe not. Things to look out for as far as relocating. And
yes, because this is the way I look at it, mm-hmm. is it's better to have many points of view than just my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just quite not that entertaining on my own.
Oh, that's not true.
I do better. I feed off of people's energy. So uh-huh. I'm a people person. So I love having people in here and getting their point of view and sharing my point of view as well. And then you always throw yours in the mix and always gives us a good perspective. It gives our listeners some options.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that you were working on the 4th of July, and when you love what you do, even though it's work,
it is, and
you got a chance to help a lot of people put some smiles on their faces.
The American dream.
Because you closed some houses on the 4th of July, right?
We did, and we had a fantastic week last week. So mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, people having that extra day off, and a lot of people took, you know, starting from Wednesday, they took that extended weekend. Mm-hmm. So we were extremely busy, and I hope many realtors out there were as well. So we sold quite a few homes from Wednesday on.
That's great.
It was a very productive weekend.
That's great. So someone new to the area looking to find a place to live, it's a good idea to get in touch with you because they don't know anything about Jacksonville in some cases. And you want to, you know, live in the right part of town that's right for you. Not that there's any bad part of town, but, you know, based upon
there isn't. And, you know, coming from Southern California, mm-hmm. what I get a lot is, why did you move here? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, why not? This is such a beautiful, a lot of the people that have lived here forever, it's like me with Southern California. I don't think it's that great, right? But being new here and seeing the growth that is happening here in Jacksonville, more jobs, people buying homes. It's just so great for the economy. Mm-hmm. And it's green. We don't have that in Southern California. You have it in Northern California. You don't have it in Southern California.
Yeah, my daughter was just telling me that I talked to her yesterday. She is right now at the airport in San Diego getting ready to fly home to Florida. And
She's definitely in a concrete jungle.
But she drove from Palo Alto, which is the San Francisco Bay Area, to San Diego, which is her next assignment. And but she said, I said, what's more pretty on the roads? So I was just talking with her. She was driving on her speakerphone. She said, oh, Florida by far. This place is, it looks like a desert. There's nothing green at all. It's just hazy. No. I wouldn't have thought that about California, but I guess most of it is like that, or at least a good part
of it. She's nice. She called it hazy. It's smog.
Okay, that's what that was.
Yes.
Okay.
And then when you go to land during the day, when you're landing into LAX, you think there's fires. It's just the haze.
The haze. Wow.
If you will.
We are so fortunate to live in an area that smog is literally pollution mixed with fog, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of
imagine
it.
Having to breathe that every day of your life. Goodness gravy. So we're very fortunate here in our area to live in a place where
people are, you know. And so I tell people that come from out of the area or even the people that have lived here forever, it's like, no, be grateful. Because this is a great place.
Sometimes it's fun to kind of, you know, be mean to environmentalists, but you know what? Thank God for clean air and trees.
Yes.
You know? Yes. So, but when people are coming to the area, the things that very often they take advantage of is the quality of life where they're living. You know, sometimes there's a certain culture, for example, in the our area, if you live at the beach, that may be fun, or you may want to be close to the town center, convenience to work. Maybe you want to live in an area that's got great schools that your kids can qualify for because you live in that area.
Yes.
And what are some of the other things people take in consideration?
You know, it's funny. I was talking about this at the office the other day, is that here people really take into account their kids. We don't do that on the West Coast. We don't give our kids opinions
You don't love your children as much, huh?
I guess not, you know, because I would have ever buy a house because of a school for my child.
Really? Wow.
They don't do that back at home.
Huh, that's a big consideration for
people
here.
Maybe we know that they're all bad. That it doesn't matter.
Right.
And here, you know, the way I look at it, all the schools compared to California, they're all so good here.
Right.
You know, compared to there.
Right.
But everybody kind of wants to go over to St. John's County.
Yeah. Well, my mother taught schools in the U.S. Virgin Islands for 3 decades.
Wow.
And she told me that the Duval County schools were worldwide recognized, at least nationwide recognized, as one of the best school districts in the world. And she said my kids were so fortunate because they were not only in the schools, but they were in the College Prep Magnet program. They went to Paxson, which my kids called that when they graduated, they got their PhDs, their Paxson High School Diploma. And she said, all the Duval schools on their own are some of the best in the country.
They really are.
And if you can get them in the Magnet program, that's really good. But St. John's County's got really good schools, and Clay County.
I think they all have good schools. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have... In the area where I live, we have Chitts Creek, which everyone talks so highly about. So I think really every area has that school that is fantastic. Plus, we have the charter schools and things. So
eons ago, back when I was just a kid, I did some voiceover work for one of the real estate companies, mispronounced Alamakani. But that's an area of town where a lot of parents want to send their kids to Alamakani. That's a really good school there.
Right.
Yeah.
For me, I take more into consideration traffic. And for me, St. John's County has too much traffic.
Really?
Well, it
depends on where, right, or no?
Right. The same with Orange Park.
Okay.
It's like congestion.
Yeah, there are really only two ways out of Orange Park, right, to get into Jacksonville if that's part of
but
your
commute. But they're great areas to live. It's just all on what your needs are.
Right.
Like you said, you know, some people want to move over there because of the schools.
Right.
I find Chetts Creek and the charter school is great over off a beach in Hodges area. So,
and nowadays more and more employers are allowing their employees to stagger when they come to work. If you have to be at work during the traditional corporate time when the offices are open, and some places have to do that, then you're competing with a lot of people on the roads. But maybe it doesn't matter when you get to work, as long as you get the work done every day, then maybe your employer will let you get to work at 10, but you leave later, and then you don't have to deal with traffic.
Exactly.
More employees allowing that. Okay, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles is on.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about money. So give us a call at 904-222-8255 on WBOB.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored, personalized service to our home buyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, mortgage loan originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval, 2018 Prime Lending, NMLS 13649, equal housing lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we have the mortgage lady in the house today from Fairway Independent Mortgage Corp. Karen.
Hey, hey. How are you, Anita?
Tell us your full name, Karen.
Karen Chartier.
And the and your...
The mortgage lady with Fairway Mortgage.
Yes. And your cell phone number?
My cell phone is 770-317-5739.
Very good. Very good. Well, tell us, what is new out there in the mortgage world? What is the interest for an average? Because I know it's always based on people's credit. It's always based on what people don't realize. Mm-hmm. I always love when people ask me
what's the interest rate?
What's the interest rate?
And it's different for everybody. And it's also different for different parts of the country, right?
Well, it is.
Okay.
And it's different. And then people get so focused on what's your rate? And there's so much more to it than just the interest rate.
Right.
It's whether you get private interest mortgage.
PMI.
Right, which is...
There are a lot of different options with the PMI. And sometimes it might make more sense to have a higher rate and lower that PMI.
Correct. So let's just say for just the average, for a conventional loan, 680 credit score...
Probably 4.875 ballpark.
So it's still right now below 5%.
Yes, for the most part.
Lower. That's really good, by the way. You know,
it's still good.
Over the long haul of, you know, when we first became, you know, of home buying age, these are some of the lowest interest rates on home.
Ever.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My first loan was 8.5% back in 1987. And that was a good rate because they went into the double digits right after I locked mine in.
Mine was in the double digits. Yes.
Yeah. So, yes, I get a lot of clients that are like, what? The rates are that high?
And I know. It's like, seriously.
Yeah. It's not. But
And that significantly increases your monthly payment for your house. You know, ballpark, of course, you can't really find a lot of house for $100,000, but just for the sake of round numbers, at the 4.875, whatever number you quoted right now, what would that be a monthly payment terms, roughly? Oh,
probably.
For what, the 680 credit score?
Right.
I'm sorry. Okay. 680 credit score at below 5%
right.
on what price point?
I just rounded it up to 100,000, just round numbers.
Oh, 100,000?
Of course, you're not going to find that.
I'm guessing 700.
I was going to say 650. So
with an 8% interest rate, that takes that almost to make the payment double almost, right?
It wouldn't double.
Well, but it'd be close to it.
It would add hundreds.
Mm-hmm. Lots of money. Cha-ching. So
exactly.
Low interest rates are a good thing.
It is.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
What does Fairway have, Fairway Independent Mortgage Corp have? Compared to other companies, what are some of the things that you guys focus on or want buyers to be aware of that you have?
Well, we have a very wide range of products. There are very few loans that we don't offer. We work a lot with first-time home buyers with the down payment assistance programs. We have competitive jumbo rates, you know, for the higher-end clients. We are a direct lender with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Jenny Mae, which means we don't have any bank OAs, which means it's easier to get your loan approved and there are less hoops to jump through. We can close really quickly if you need to. It's a little stressful, but we can close fast, less than two weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay, I was going to say less than 30 days.
Less than 2 weeks.
That's definitely less than 30 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like those are numbers to my ears right now. I'm dancing right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then I just recently had a closing. This lady had found the perfect house, but it had everything she wanted except a pool. Well, we were able to do a renovation loan, and she was able to get the house and the pool and keep her 20% down payment and, you know, keep the cost of the renovations in her pocket versus having to pay for it after she bought the house. So that was sweet.
That's great. Fantastic. Renovation, does that increase the value of the house when you have something like a pool in the backyard?
Yeah, it sure does. Now,
great.
You typically don't get out what you put in.
For a pool, but you do for certain other renovations. Like I understand a deck, for example, will increase the value, and that would really help you with equity, right?
Yeah, that okay. Kitchen and bathroom renovations are another
really?
Hot one. Yeah.
What about premium flooring, like wood floor or something that looks like wood versus carpet?
Probably not as much.
Roger's talking about his house. I have a feeling.
I'm just curious.
We can help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah, all of those things. It's like, you know, what I tell people is that when you're going to do home improvements, you want to think of what is going to be the cash back to me in the long run, because mm-hmm. you should always have your home ready to sell no matter what. Mm. So if you spend 10 years without doing anything to your home, you're not going to get a whole lot of money back.
Interesting. Okay.
But if you maintain your house, and it doesn't have to be brand new, but if you maintain it, keep up with the painting and the trim and things of that nature, it's going to come back to you, and it's going to be a very good investment to add in the swimming pool or to add in that office you mm-hmm. want. But it's maintaining your home is so critical. And mm-hmm. to be honest with you, we see more homes that aren't maintained.
Yeah.
At all.
Right. But if you're going to do a renovation and you want to get equity out of it, bathrooms and kitchens,
work.
Huh?
Bathrooms, that's, kitchens, yeah. pools.
Right.
Absolutely.
Countertops like marble, I guess, are important to have, that kind of thing.
I tell people, get what you like.
Okay.
Since you have to live there, just as long as it's not them weird.
What about, yeah, I was going to say, what you about know? Weird colors? Sometimes you know, people want those. You don't recommend.
Don't do weird stuff.
Okay.
You know, if you want weird stuff for now, that's great, but paint it before you.
Which you really can't paint a marble countertop.
No. But some people like weird paint colors. But, yeah, if you're going to do something strange, just make sure you plan on replacing it before you put it on the market.
Okay.
Because that limits your people. Don't you agree, Karen?
Exactly. Yeah. I can never sell my house. It's very colorful.
I love your house.
When it's time to sell, what are the colors people are wanting to buy right now? I saw something recently online that a black door will cause either the value of the home to go up or cause it to sell within days versus any other color, right?
Wow.
Did you see that, Anita?
I didn't, but that wouldn't surprise me because yellow has always been the number one house to sell.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of interesting. But you find a lot of yellow homes with the black shutters and the black front door. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a full package there.
So yellow goes with black when it comes to doors. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we're not talking about bright Crayola yellow. We're talking about a smooth, creamy, nice yellow.
All right.
Yep. That always sells homes.
Interesting.
You know, it's that white picket fence look.
All right.
Everybody wants the white picket fence.
Yeah. So it's something to think about if you're in the market of selling and you think, I need to repaint my house. Anita says yellow will cause it to sell faster or the value to go up or both?
What's that?
Having a yellow house, will that cause the value to go up or to sell faster or both?
It supposedly sells faster. That's what the statistics show. Yellow homes sell quicker.
Okay.
So, good to know.
Yes.
Always learn something.
Yes. Okay. That's why I love this industry. I'm always learning.
Now, when you talk about renovation loans, those are normally have a higher interest rate.
It is a little bit higher interest rate, a little bit more closing costs, but it's not astronomical. And when you consider, am I going to come out of pocket $50,000 to do this, or am I going to do my 5% down and pay a little bit higher rate? You know, it sometimes makes more sense to keep some money
now,
in your
pocket. Have, since I do have Karen here, I'm going to talk about my new listing that's coming soon. It is on the multiple listing as coming soon, and it will be active on the multiple listing after midnight tonight. It is a deal of the century. It is a deal. It is at 731 Port Wine. I think that's an appropriate street for me to live on. Port Wine, I love it. 731 Port Wine Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, 32225. It's in the Hickory Lake, which is a beautiful area. That's all off of that Girvin, Atlantic Boulevard area in Kernan. It's kind of like right in between.
That whole stretch of land that starts at around, what's the name of the community? It's kind of confusing to drive through. They used to have the sailboats out front.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, there, the woods, Queens Harbor, all that area in there, I think, is really good for families, right?
It's great. It's centrally located. I am going to list this house that needs work. It's a diamond in the rough. It's not going to pass FHA. It's not going to pass VA, but it will pass FHA renovation loan. It will pass a VA
Why
renovation
wouldn't it pass? Because it needs work?
It needs work.
Okay.
Yeah. But what's great about this house is actually the roof is new. A lot of the hard stuff that costs is new. So the AC handler's new, that sort of thing. So it's got a swimming pool in the back, and we're asking $189,900 for it.
Square footage?
It is 1,901 square feet. Swimming pool in the back. It's a 3-2. And
3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Yes, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's got a yearly HOA of $354.50.
Wow, mm-hmm.
It is a wonderful neighborhood. You're close to the 295 and the JTB. And we can call Karen.
Absolutely.
To get a renovation loan. I would rather not sell this to an investor, as much as I love investors, but I would love to sell it to somebody maybe serving in the military or served.
Can you live in it while the renovations are being done, or you have to wait?
You can. Depending.
Okay.
Depending on the renovations.
In this particular case, do you know?
This particular case, after they paint it and put some flooring into it, you can move right in.
Okay.
Yeah, and then do the rest, you know, the bathrooms and the kitchen. The pool needs to be remarsided.
Okay.
So a renovation loan is perfect.
Perfect for this house.
In this particular case, how much would they need more for the renovations, you think?
I'd say if they get a renovation loan for $40,000, they're going to have more than enough. And you can call Karen, the mortgage lady, at 770-317-5739. And give us a call here at WBOB on 904-222-8255. Call us and let's put the mortgage woman on the hot seat.
I'm ready.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
KSRN News, I'm Val Dior. Firefighters are doing a secondary search of buildings damaged in a fatal explosion and fire in the southern Wisconsin community of Sun Prairie. The Madison Fire Department's heavy urban rescue team also evaluating the structural integrity of the damaged downtown buildings. One of the five buildings that sustained significant damage was owned by the firefighter who was killed in the explosion and fire, Corey Barr. President Trump suggesting that NATO allies commit to spending 4% of their GDP on defense, up from the current goal of 2% by 2024. He raised the idea at a closed-door meeting with NATO leaders as he presses member countries to spend more on defense. New tariffs to be imposed on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports under a plan being considered by the Trump administration may be the reason for the red. The Dow down 188, NASDAQ down 34, S&P down 16. For more details, srnnews.com.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning, for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops upon Avedra.
I need new wheels, but my credit isn't great. I've been turned down before, and I really need a new car.
JacksCarLoans.com is the answer.
All the dealers I've talked to want a crazy amount down, and the monthly payment is too much.
JacksCarLoans.com is Jacksonville's oldest and best auto financing source. JacksCarLoans.com works with over 30 reputable auto lenders to get all of their customers approved. Apply online at JacksCarLoans.com. That's JaxCarLoans.com. Or call one of our credit specialists at 990-4029, JacksCarLoans.com.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. Don't miss the grand opening of Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now open at 847 Dunn Avenue.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. HomeAdvisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we have Roger in the house today. Hello, Roger.
Hello, hello.
Always, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot.
Yes. And we were talking about this listing I have, which is such a steal.
I know. I'm thinking we're talking a little bit, you know, just on the math on this house. Around, what is it, 180?
189. 900 is what I have it listed
right.
for.
And then...
completely renovated, nicely renovated. You could probably turn around and sell it for 260.
Right. So you automatically end up with equity in the bank just for buying the house.
Yes.
So buy a house and it's like getting a gift for tens of thousands of dollars.
It is.
Wow.
So even, you know, a first-time buyer getting a renovation loan from Karen, they can put 30 or 40 grand into it, and they're still going to have bank.
Absolutely.
That's like, pretty sweet.
A first-time buyer can get in with 5% down.
Right.
And do all those renovations.
So my math is they end up with about $30,000 in equity after all the brand spanking new renovations are done.
Yes.
Goodness gravy.
It's a deal.
And you get a brand new house to live in. Well, it's not brand new, but brand new to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you live in a great part of town, close to 295. Close
with
to,
a swimming pool.
Close to, yeah, with a pool in the backyard that you're going to fix up and have that looking good. And wow.
The hardy board is pretty new on the house. Mm-hmm. And then it's got, they literally just put a roof on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the AC handler is brand new. So I think your biggest cost would be the remar siding of the pool and probably if you wanted the new kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be tearing down walls in there. I would have a great time fixing this place up. It has tons of potential.
And you know contractors that can help them with the renovations.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they do, especially like the VA renovation loans, a lot of them have their recommended people. And we use them for a very good friend of mine, and they did a wonderful job. Her house looks fantastic. She did a VA renovation loan, and it turned out really nice. They got done with the work real quick, and that was my first time doing one, and it was to a very good friend, so I could not get this messed up, and it turned out very nice. She got a new kitchen, new bathrooms, new flooring, and her house is absolutely gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. So
very nice.
Yes, we want them to call Karen and see if perhaps, you know, she can put some numbers together because this house is going to be really, it's going to be highest and best offer. I think once it goes active at midnight tonight.
Now you say you have it listed at 189.9, but that means it's likely to go up because people want it more or what?
No, I have it listed at that price, but I have it listed under coming soon. They allow us to do that now. It's something new with the multiple listing. So it's only the people that can only see it right now are the realtors. So at midnight tonight, it'll be active. So the public can see it on Zillow or Trulia or realtor.com or any one of the million sites that are out there. It will be listed on there. And hopefully I'll have a few photos up there, but the house is it's actually in pretty decent condition, but it just needs, you know, the typical, the flooring, the paint, bathrooms. I would redo the kitchen, but you can definitely keep the kitchen if you'd like. And then the pool needs to be remar-sided. Landscaping needs to be cleaned up. They've cleaned it up, but it still needs to be cleaned up. And I would paint the exterior, but they did put new hardy board back in. I want to say it was 2005. I want to say it's about 10, 13 years old, if I remember correctly, on the exterior hardy board. So it's got some good guts.
All right. We were talking off the air about some of the financial people tell us it's a good idea if you can to, instead of paying your mortgage payment every month, pay it every 2 weeks. But you actually have a better idea than that, right?
Well, yes. Any way you can accelerate your mortgage payment is a great way to go. But with the biweekly payments, usually the mortgage company charges a fee to set that up for you. And you can accomplish the same goal by what I do is I take my principal and interest payment and divide by 12, and then I just add that extra 1/12 of a payment to my monthly payments.
And so it's between 50 and 100 bucks a month extra, right?
Well, depending on the size of your mortgage, of course. But mine's, in my case, it's an extra 70 bucks a month, and I don't even really miss it. And it has the same effect as if you do the biweekly. It will shave about 7 years off the term of your 30-year loan, which is tremendous. That's tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, talk about the
that's great.
The difference between a 30-year mortgage and a 15-year. I've heard financial advisors say if you can handle a 15, do a 15 instead of a 30, because you'll end up building that equity a lot faster and then be in a place that if you're, you know, at a place where you're ready to retire and live on a pension income, you won't have the mortgage payment.
That's true. I mean, that's a good option, but not for everyone. Mm-hmm. Not everyone, because it really does jack that payment up several hundred dollars to go from a 30-year to a 15-year.
Mm-hmm.
So I see people, you know, the baby boomers that are thinking about retiring, sometimes going into a 15-year loan.
Mm-hmm. Or refinancing at 15.
Refinancing what they've got into a 15-year mortgage. Anything you can do to pay it off, pay it down as quickly as possible before retirement. Another option is reverse mortgages. They're coming back because there are so many baby boomers retiring now. Like, I think I heard 70,000 a day or something like that. And only about 20% of the baby boomers have enough money to retire. And with a reverse mortgage, there's no payments. And that opens up so many possibilities for someone who's trying to retire and just doesn't have the money to do
I've heard with a reverse mortgage, you actually get paid by the mortgage company instead of no payments. Or is it different than
In
that?
A way, you're paying yourself. And it's somewhat complex, but in some cases, you can set up a line of credit so that you can draw on it as you need it.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it's just there. In case, you know, God forbid, you have a catastrophic illness that comes up, nursing home costs as people age, it gives them a safety net, if you will.
What I like to tell people on that 30 or 15-year loan is take the 30-year loan and work it out, do the math like Karen did earlier. And
pay a little extra.
And pay a little extra and make it into maybe a 15 to 20 year loan,
especially
because your payment is low, it won't stress you out in case something comes up.
Exactly.
So I would feel a lot safer doing that. Mm-hmm.
Especially families with children, because the children get more and more expensive as they get older, and you want to have some flexibility to take care of the kids.
Yeah. So take that 30 year loan and then make it into a shorter loan.
That's smart, because if you can't pay the higher interest rate. Or a higher payment, excuse me, that month, you don't have to.
Exactly.
You can go back to paying what the 30-year minimum would be and not be under the gun with having the pressure of having to pay a higher payment.
Exactly.
And I am all for reverse mortgages. I'm trying to get my mom to do it. And, you know, the older school people aren't so into doing it. And it's like, Mom, you're sitting in this big house. You owe nothing on it. Take out, you know, even 50 grand, just take it out, do a line of credit.
Yeah.
So you have money if you need it, if you want to come visit me, you want to take a trip with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Live your golden years.
Exactly. And she won't do it.
Mm.
It's like, come on, Mom.
What do you find the fear is for most older people who won't do the reverse mortgage?
Wow. I don't know.
What's the motive behind
that?
They feel like someone else owns their house and they can be foreclosed on, or what?
They think somebody's going to take their home.
Well, which happened many years ago. There were some very bad reverse mortgages several years back, and there were some predatory lenders that were preying upon elderly people, pulling all the equity out of their house, putting the money into bad investments, and they lost their money, they lost their house. And so that's where a lot of the fear factor comes from, but those loans are long gone. The reverse mortgages today are all insured by FHA, and lenders now are licensed and bonded and held to a certain standard, to be reputable.
Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be, you would know, Karen, but on a reverse mortgage loan, let's say, I hate to use my mom as an example, but let's say she took out 50 grand and she ended up passing away. Mm-hmm. Then when we go to sell the house, that mortgage gets satisfied.
That's right.
So that
do the heirs get the balance of what the house went for? For example, suppose hypothetically speaking,
of course I do.
It's a quarter. It's a quarter of $1 million home. It's sold for a quarter of $1 million, but the amount owed on the reverse mortgage was only $150. Does Anita or whoever it may be get that $100,000 difference?
Absolutely, yes.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, it's just like a regular mortgage where you know you have to satisfy and your balance.
But no payments are due during the time until the person basically goes home to be with the Lord, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, now they do have to keep up their property taxes and their HOA dues and their homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, yes.
Is interest building over time?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely.
All right. Learn all kind of things here on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
We are. Love this show, Rapid Fire Real Estate. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about reverse mortgages or getting a loan, a renovation loan. We'd love to hear from you at 904-222-8255. That's 222-8255 on WBOB.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored home buyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval, 2018 Prime Lending, NMLS 13649. Equal Housing Lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and Roger.
Hey, learning so much today. Every episode, I'm learning all types of new things I had no idea about. And I like to think of myself as pretty knowledgeable on a broad range of issues. But I'm learning about reverse mortgages to the extent the areas I didn't even know before.
They're
now.
They're fantastic. They really are. You know, if you have a lot of equity in your home, like my mom's house is paid off, and you know, she's sitting on all this equity, just sitting
and
there.
And she's in California.
She is. So.
Okay, yeah, a lot of equity in California. And she could have purchased a house in California years ago for, you know, $100,000, and now it's
she
worth a million.
She could probably sell her house for about $950,000.
That's almost $1 million.
Yes.
Your mom's a millionaire.
Yes, and she's sitting on the money, so
it,
we could have it. It's like, Mom, go on vacay. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, pull out of that, reverse mortgage. Enjoy life a little bit.
Yeah.
Get out and about.
Is it restricting her ability to do some fun stuff? I guess so, huh?
Yeah, she's kind of like me. She's a homebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to get out and have some fun, you know?
Yeah.
But but you know, to each their own.
I'm going to travel next year. That's going to be a big thing for me. I think I'm going to go to Europe next year.
Good for you. My mom went to Europe.
I should take my mom, but I don't know if I can hang out with her for that long.
About 15 years ago. Her first trip to Europe was 15 years ago. Loved it all except Paris. Didn't like Paris very much. But anyway, we'll talk. I'll tell you who she went through with the travel agent.
Very cool.
But in the meantime, we're talking about mortgages and real estate. Very quickly, you mentioned this house that needs a little work, fixer-upper, near Atlantic Boulevard in the Kernan area.
Correct. And it's 731 Port Wine Lane.
And if you buy the house and do everything Anita walks you through, you'll end up with ballpark somewhere in the area of about $30,000 in equity. All things being equal, you should end up with that. After you've made now you'll need to get two mortgages, one for the actual property and then a second mortgage you'll need to get for
the renovation.
For the renovations. Would those be two different payments or can you roll into one?
No, it's one loan. We can roll the purchase and the renovations all together in one mortgage.
Okay.
And that's why we like Karen. She can roll it in.
Yes.
Okay, great. I think we've got a caller on the line who has a question.
We have Gary on the line. Hello, Gary. Yeah.
I was calling about, I have a house that's paid for that was given to me by my grandparents, and it's been sitting empty for about 5 years now. And over the time, things have gone on it, and I'm needing a renovation though, to rehab the property and make it a rental property.
Yes.
And wasn't quite sure how to do this. I went to the bank and talked to them about it, but they said I had two negative things on my credit report, medical bills from 3 years ago, so they couldn't give me a renovation loan. And I've heard other companies talk about, loan just advertisement stuff, and I wasn't quite sure because I don't know how to get a renovation loan to rehab the property, and instead of having it cost me to actually have money coming in every month, because with the property taxes and the landscaping and everything, it costs me quite a bit of money just to have the house sit there.
It does, Gary. It does add up very quickly, you know, because it's important to keep the landscaping up. It's important to keep the interior of the home up, but it takes money. And so you could talk to Karen.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to help you, Gary.
And Karen's number is 770, area code, 317-5739. That's 770-317-5739. And I'll repeat.
5739.
Correct. Okay. And a lot of times, you know, things change. So, you know, medical bills several years ago might have hampered you in getting a loan. They may not today. Or there might be a way that perhaps they can help you to set up a plan to get those paid off. So talking to Karen is going to be important because she's going to put you in the right direction. And because let's get this house to be income for you.
That's the plan. Right now, as I say, it's costing me so much, and I've lost a lot of money over the years. So I'll give Karen a call. Thank you for the info on that.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah.
For those who are friends
all
listening,
right, bye-bye.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling in, Gary. Great call. For those listening, you should have seen Karen's face when you heard it was empty for 5 years. It's not good to leave a home empty for a lot of reasons. And one, you're susceptible for, you know, malicious things happening from people.
Criminal activity.
Yeah, who know, because you came from law enforcement.
Yes.
So an empty house could be turned into who knows what. They could be making meth in there. So who knows?
Yeah. And or no just cookie breakfast, one or the other.
Exactly.
But it's going to be so important that, you know, that Gary go over to the house, make sure that, you know, it's not getting all molded and, you know, running the electricity and stuff. And since it is costing him, and I'm sure he's referring to property taxes, but he's maybe also talking about JEA.
Right.
So it sounds like he probably is checking in on it, but that's going to, those are important things.
And right. And you, at the bare minimum, you can get a renter in there who is at least covering the costs of the property taxes and the insurance and the homeowners association, if it applies. I wouldn't imagine an HOA would want it to be empty.
That's if he's even in an HOA. Right. Probably not. But, you know, he's going to call Karen at 770-317-5739. Mm-hmm. And Karen's going to get him in the right track, right
absolutely.
Direction.
Yes.
And you can find people who are willing to help manage the renting and that kind of thing if necessary or no.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Yeah, she'll send him in the right direction. That's awesome. Well, Karen, we are so grateful that we had you here
thank
today
you
and giving
me.
Us all this information about renovation loans, loans in general, and also a little bit about reverse mortgages.
Awesome. Thank you. I had fun.
Yeah. Can I ask one last question? Everyone who's ever, you know, had a mortgage realizes you start making the mortgage to the people you got the mortgage from, but then within so many, I guess, weeks, months, whatever, it gets sold to another company. Then you're making your mortgage payment to someone else. Is that necessarily a bad thing? Are the terms the same? Is it, you know, sometimes the ease of making the mortgage payment is different.
True.
You know, there used to be a long time ago, we would make our mortgage payment to a place that actually had a branch
right.
here in town, and we could go in there and make the mortgage payment, and then they sold it to someone else out of town, and we had to start mailing it before there was electronic payments. How do these things work nowadays?
Well, it's very common for the servicing of the mortgage to be transferred. Now, I will say at Fairway, if somebody feels very strongly about not wanting their loan transferred, we will retain it at Fairway.
Okay.
We can guarantee that we'll retain the loan.
You have a branch here in the area where they still have to make the payment either electronically
by mail? Still electronically or by mail.
Okay.
But if it does get transferred, the servicing or the terms of the loan can never change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's really the homeowner's responsibility to keep up with the taxes and insurance and make sure the mortgage company is making those payments. That's the one thing I hear sometimes is a snafu when the servicing gets transferred, is sometimes the escrow somehow gets
bounced around or
not attended to. But for everyone, I always say, you know, double check your statement, make sure they paid your taxes because it's your responsibility and you'll pay the penalty if it doesn't get paid on time.
Yeah. And if you, you know, have a little extra money to put toward your mortgage, hopefully you won't have one anymore.
Yes. Exactly.
That's always
we
a
love
good
that.
Thing. And Gary can attest to that. You know,
yes.
His grandpa left him a house and it's paid off. And all you have to pay are the property taxes.
Very nice.
And the insurance, which is a great thing, right?
But put it to work. Make some money on that.
Yes. So we want people to call because this house that I keep mentioning throughout this hour is HOT. It is HOT, $189,900.
Mm-hmm.
731 Port Wine Lane in the 32225 zip code. You want to call me at 904-290-1552. That's 904-290-1552. Give me a call and we will set you up and get you a renovation loan if need be, or if you want to pay cash for it. I am here for you on this great hot property.
And even if that may not be the property for you, maybe you want something.
I will find it for you.
You can find a different property somewhere else in town.
I'm a fantastic realtor here in the Jacksonville area.
Yes, she is.
And you can find me at Realty Executive Oceanside at Beach and Kernan. And we do all of Florida, but we do focus here in Jacksonville.
And California. Maybe you're moving out to the West Coast.
Absolutely.
Anita can sell your house here and get you one in California.
That's right. And my broker in California is Barbara Kerr. She's awesome. And thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate.